Hey, Bill Storm here with you. And this week inside my Inner Circle group, we're going to be talking about a very important topic as it relates to building a business around something that you love and living life on your terms. And that topic is, how do you choose your customer avatar? How do you choose the kind of customers and clients that you actually want to do business with instead of just doing business with whatever comes your way, right? Remember, we're talking about living life on our terms. So that means we actually have to enjoy the experience each and every day. Now, I'm not saying that there aren't going to be difficulties, but by and large, we need to be really intentional about who we're doing business with. So that got me thinking more. And I thought to myself, well, what about existing business owners who are ready to build a team? Well, what is the qualification process behind building a team? How do we choose people that are going to be a great fit to our culture? Somebody who's going to bring us great positive energy, somebody who's going to be productive, somebody who's going to be a self-starter versus that person that you bring on board and you regret that you brought them on board. And then that led me even further into thinking about, hey, how are we choosing the people in our personal relationships on a daily basis? Do we have any criteria there, right? Because we know that proximity is power. People that you surround yourself with on a daily will make or break you. So interestingly enough, and I never think there's any coincidences, but I've been reading this book by John Maxwell, The Leader's Greatest Return. And a couple of things popped out at me that I wanted to be able to share with you, okay? So this is what John wrote. John wrote, the truth is, every person that you bring onto your team will either make it stronger or weaker. The truth is, every person you bring onto your team will either make it stronger or weaker. Okay, so he was talking specifically about leadership and building teams. But let's apply that same thing to starting your own business or building your own business and choosing your customer avatar, choosing your ideal customer or client. So the same thing would be true. The truth is, every person that you choose to do business with will either make you stronger, will make you feel stronger, or make you feel weaker, right? Because we are very emotional type creatures, and the experience that we have with people really decide whether or not it's going to bring us joy or whether it's going to bring us misery. Now, the same thing would also be true in our personal relationship, now, wouldn't it? The truth is, every person that we bring into our inner circle, into our daily world, the small group of people that we choose to call friend, right, or family that we choose to spend time with on a regular basis, will either lift us or it'll bring us down. And I remember reading another article with Jeff Bezos, right, who's the founder of Amazon. And he said something similar. He said, I'd much rather interview 50 people and not hire anyone than to hire the wrong person. Let's think about that for a second. I'd much rather interview 50 people and not hire anyone than hire the wrong person. Now, I've had something similar happen in my life. For example, as the speaker with the Tony Robbins group, one of the things that, one of the processes that they have in place is to hire slowly and fire quickly, right? Hire slow, fire fast. And what I mean by hiring slow, it is a very, very slow process. So initially, when I was looking at becoming a speaker, I had a conversation with a recruiter there. And he was saying to me, he said, you know, Bill, we look for very, very specific kinds of people. We look for people generally that are athletes of some kind because we know that they are disciplined. We know that they're used to hard work and they're competitive. And I thought to myself, you know, that's very smart, because in the role of a speaker for the number one company in personal growth and development in the world, right, you're looking for world-class level people. So it only makes sense that you're looking for people that have those qualities, right? There's certain characteristics that you have to have. And then the process of hiring very, very slowly, taking a long time in order to hire that person, makes sense, because now you can see what their actual character is, what they're made of. Are they willing to stick to it, right? Even though they're not getting anything from it, or it doesn't feel like they're getting any kind of compensation for the time spent, they understand that they are investing in themselves and in their future, and they're literally building themselves right into that position. So I really love that. And so Tony Robbins takes that basically the same approach as Jeff Bezos does, right? He says, you know, I'd rather take the time to make sure that I'm putting the right people in my circle, because there's nothing worse than getting the wrong person in your circle and then having to get rid of that person. So there's a question for you, right? Think about it just for a second. What is your current thinking process look like when you're looking at bringing on a new customer? I know for me, in the past, I haven't taken enough time to qualify a customer or a potential customer or potential client, and many times it has cost me. And it really hasn't cost me. Well, I guess I would say it cost me money, but it definitely cost me time. It's definitely been aggravating at times. Sometimes it's made me anxious. And really, more than anything, when you own your own business, there's a lot of self-talk that goes on in your head, and you just don't have room for that kind of nonsense, right? So, for me personally, these types of things, these types of times where to really think and be intentional about who I bring on board really makes a big difference at a highest level. And then, of course, if you're already in business and you have a team and you find yourself being frustrated, right, and you find yourself feeling like throwing in a towel, and or you catch yourself pointing to your people and saying, what is wrong with you, right? Sometimes this is a good opportunity to reflect and look back at ourselves and say, well, wait a minute, what was my process? Did I hire slowly? Or did I bring somebody on way too fast, right? So those are great questions we have to ask ourselves as leaders. And then, of course, on your own personal, in your own personal life, take a look at that, right? Who am I hanging around? Who are the five people in my circle? Who are the top 10 people in my circle? And are those people truly giving me value? Are they making me stronger, or are they bringing me down on a regular basis? What kind of thoughts are they putting in my mind? Is it a pleasure every time that I speak with them or spend time with them? What did that look like? So there's a quick minute to win it. Hope you enjoyed that. If you haven't already done so, if you haven't downloaded a free copy of my book, I have a digital copy that you can download for free. I also have an audio version, which I absolutely love. And all you have to do is head over to billstorm.com and you can download a free copy of it right there. And then, of course, if you want a beautiful hard copy for your success library, it is available on Amazon as well. But just to get started, go ahead and go to billstorm.com, download your free copy. You'll be taken to a quick little thank you page, and there'll be a link on there for Amazon as well if you'd like to take a look at getting that hard copy.